coin ibshimon sanel a blazman arach we mine shifchon a blazman hognes bar suchin mabe tipcho ibshimon chalan yashu yilalti bis a coin chosid ibshimon san yurei chet a blazman arach kemayinim skabda. And then he also said oye me mir kochach misol kaf maznaim we blazman hognes bekaf shniya machriyas kulam aber sholem mishma mir kochach misol kaf maznaim we blazman hognes afi moem we blaz bekaf shniya machriyas kulam fak upon him say after bechon zark I got from Shammai, and he had his own memory of one memory l'marat ha'tera ha'bat ha'filat ha'kach ma'ktzata, and then the chamisha talmidim that he had. So the first group, I guess, the maral is a lot on the pshadinyan. He asks, first of all, Rabbi Yechon Zaka was much earlier than the ones previously mentioned right before him. For Kohen was a zoch shekib mehilo she'elef neizeh, why does this kill Mehillo Mishamai? Why does it say we haven't had before a kibble me from before, and this is the first kibble me, as opposed to the few members before, and especially since there was a reason said before that it kabbalot on the whole Shammai. Then afterwards there was a meet kabbalot because they got things wrong, they weren't mekabbalot perfectly, so on and so forth. So first of all, it could have been before Taka, but since the Inyan is close, in other words, there's this Nakud of being Boicher from different Drachim, that's one issue. Well, the
Achahilov loyim a kibul, uchalas lefanav zacha kabbalah.
כך הוא צקם כלי מכאן קיבל מהילול ומשמי. קיים שזוכר יצחה הילול, בואי תלמידו של הילול. אם לא יהיה מעצר קיבל מהילול משמי, היה זה גנאי, כל כך אומר קיבל וכולו. ומקום הכל, קיים של כל הדבר מלמעלה, מוח השם מקמל כמו שם מקמל שם הזוגס. וכאן למה לא יהיה מקיבל, קיים דלקל למיטה, יש אנחנו לא יהיה מקיבל. I'll give just a pashut in pshat an example. Let's say somebody writes that Reb Chaim Vriska had five talmidim, the Rav, Reb Ochber, Reb Shimon, Reb Chanan, etc. Then, sometime later in the story, when you read his biography, he'll say, and so-and-so learned by him, and so-and-so was a talmid, so-and-so was a talmid. You recognize the distinction, you know, when I want to set up the absolute sort of Reb Chaim Vriska, who is talmidim, so-and-so, so-and-so, were his talmidim. They're the mamshech of his derech, and so on and so forth. There are other people who also were talmidim, but it wasn't the same in that sense. So it's sort of telling me he was mekal from Hillel Meshamai, but the shalshalos of Meseira is not going down the way it went before him. That's pashal pipshat. Yeah, umizatam. I once heard that Chagav, just a very very, very moving moment. I was many, many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Siyam, at a Shachna Minor, and Reb Simcha Wasserman was there. And someone introduced him as Reb Chanan's son. The son of Reb Chanan. So he got up to speak, and he said he has a aura about the introduction. He brought him a stira of whether Yishmael is considered the son of Avram. It says in one place he's not, and it says in another place that he called him Avram Aviv. So he said, not everybody who has a father is his father's son. In other words, the Bukhana was my father, but I'm not a son of his in the full sense of what one would want to, would expect, something like that, very modestly sort of demurred. Okay, Akapanim. Umizatam near Gamke Shane Maske Shimon Blechel Hilo, Shim Yema Kibul Mihul Kaman Shakwan Ismata Kabbalah. The Layer of Kilshan Kabbalah, Relay Smata Gamma Kabbalah, and it'd be a Kanai, that's why I didn't say it. In the Voidperk Akabik, Ki Oid Mavosham, Vainperk Makabik of Mavosham. Same reason why I didn't mention Gamliel Hasheni, Reb Shimon Gamliel, because again, in all of these cases, it would be a gnai to mention. You can't mention Mamash as a Kabbalah. He was a son, he took over, but you can't mention it. And Lemaisa, so he'd rather skip it than mention exactly, that he mentioned him and either say not truth, give us the feel that he was a Kabbalah or not. Okay, let's see. In Lavada to Terahab, I'll pass the table after the Chah. Pirish. You see, he said, in Rilzak, he said, in Lavada to Terahab, I'll pass the table after the Chah. Pirish. Kein roi lo odom kasha loma Terahab, shachsha shosa tvara chassidus. Shachsidus, usha isa dovish in roi lefi adin. In other words, there are things, a person's mitzias is divided between the etzem mitzias and peisefes mitzias. So, if a person is expected to do, a normal person does, I don't know, 10 chasadim a week, and a person does 20, 25 chasadim, he's a bal chesed. There is what to be mafsik of la'af l'cha. As far as we're concerned, Torah is an extraneous thing. It's a very nice chashva thing. It's extra. It's not, it's a person who sat and learned, and it's somebody who learned a lot of Torah, a lot more than he needs to know the basic halachas, he could be mafsik tov la'atzmo. He says no, because azem hashem davakasha adam nivram tulshi osel ze luma teira. It's a person's function. His mitzias is set up to learn. B'chol nivroim nivru bedinu v'mishpat. Okay, the chesiv k'chol ma'isel k'mahitzak v'amimenu. Pirish ki mashe barak hashbaruch b'midas hadin. In other words, a person's mitzias that he was created with IQ of 160. He was gifted with language and music and this, that, and the other thing. So I could look at it and say, he was granted a lot with chesed. In other words, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, a person is expected to do X, Y, and Z. That's par for the course. The normal person, we take the average person, and this person can do a lot more. Great, so he can do a lot of tosefes. Or you can say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create beings with tosefes. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is atzmius, and therefore these are the things that are the etzmius. And if this is who you are, there's no tosefes to it. If this is your capacity, then this par for your course is 100% of your capacity. It's not something it measured by everything else, and then you get extra for that. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is b'chol nivram nivru b'dinu v'mishpat, and everything a person was created, the etzem is a person. Is b'din of a mishpat. So if a person is created to learn Torah, then that's his metzias. That's not extra. Pirush k'mashu baruch Hashem baruch hu midas hadin k'mayshe nema b'chol ma'aseh b'reishis shem elokim shu midas hadin v'chol asher bara b'din ein lahoseh negroim minu k'asher bara yoseh b'din. And anything that's nivra b'din is the metzias. It doesn't tolerate giving less. You have a similar idea. By the brachas that we make, the bracha achrayinah. So we have ala michya, ala kalkola. You know, you make a bracha ala michya. Those are things that are personal life. And b'chol, benching and main sholosh, those are the things a person needs to live on. And then chazal metakin a bracha v'chesroinan al kol ma shavrasa. Beresh poshas abas v'chesroinan al kol ma shavrasa v'chay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created also extras. So eating lamashal, there's bread and there's milk and there's meat, which are the etzem chiyus re'adam, and those are things that a person needs. And then you have also HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tanugim. So you eat something that doesn't fall in the category of the other brachas. It has a b'china of tanugim, and the bracha is al kol ma shebarasa. Today we feel meat and so on are not tanukim, they're ikker, but I assume that's because Chazal kaveh that the ikker is always lechem with something. But the idea is the same. There are nyanim that are etzem chiyus. In nyanim that are etzem chiyus, there's no makom to say a lot or more or less. If a person eats a lot of vitamins but not the amount that he needs quite, he's missing something. A person overdoes it, he's not getting anything. There's in the metzias, the etzem metzias of Adam is a din. So if Torah is seen as something that was the talk of the person, then he needs it. We'll see in a second another example in a different way. At Pesach Brazos, what means a din, because everything's with a lakim, v'chol asher bara b'din ein lasu gram mena kasher bara b'din. That becomes his metzias hamukhrachas. So just like a person needs to eat and drink, the dovers of tepri yosei, chenoy tzadim shul moy tera ba'amul. And he's going to start speaking about amelus. I want to use amelus just as a marshal. Let's take a primitive look at an adam would be like this. A person is created to be, to exist. And if things were perfect, I would just be sitting all day long on a stuffed armchair, and malachim would be tzolin and so on and so forth. Let's take a person like that. Let's take a person who has the money and he can sit in his armchair and so on and so forth. The person still wants to physically work out. He wants to run, he wants to walk, he wants to play ball, he wants to do something. And if you tell him you can have all the tanugs in the world but no amelus, person would feel not good. Because since amelus was built into the person needs to. The truth is a person needs also emotional amelus. He needs to invest in a business, to run a business. And no matter how much money a person inherited, if he has no around it. And so if a person says, ah, you know, sometimes we see a person who Taka has nothing what to do in these Misafsik Khmes and Chasadim and Stakis and whatever it is, and he comes with a tefillah to be Makatoiv, which the truth is Mitzvah the Makabel, definitely we should be Makatoiv. I'm not taking away Mitzvah the Makabel. But Mitzidoi, he should understand, you have to do something. It's the pshat is you're doing it because you need to do something. I don't mean that a person like that we shouldn't be makatay for whatever it does, but understand the dynamics and psychology of it. A person is created for that, and it's one of the things because there's a tarevis a little bit in our door. It used to be understood that easy money and the and an undemanding and unresponsible lifestyle is a churban for a person. You know, if somebody just sit home and get a check is a terrible thing. That was the olive face. Sitting and learning, our medals for Torah is the most chashiv stuff medals, and definitely a person's own with Torah. The society should daiget that he should be zeicher to be able to do all the medals of Torah, not wasted on selling T-shirts. But understanding that if a person is not an omul b'Torah, he falls under the klala. A not so matzliachtik koil person is not between a koil or matzliachtik koil yingaman and a balabas. He's far below a balabas because a person's teva requires amelus. And if he's not being omul, he either gets depressed, he either runs off to taivas. For many people who later in life, in midlife, start getting into pornography and other stuff, for a lot of them it's because they're frustrated, they're bored, they have nothing that excites or interests them. It's different than a young boy, and it's not unprevalent. It's to some degree prevalent because the person needs to feel that he's pushing against something and he's working hard and accomplishing. So then it says, So he's saying over here, it's Pasha, it's Chazal. Chazal, they heard that Omol is what we think it's like this. A person was created for Torah first, but Torah doesn't come easy, so you have to be Omol for it. A person was created for Amelus. Amelus means, Amelus is work against the tide. It's like acceleration in motion as opposed to coasting. Amel is to labor, to slave, to work hard. A person was created to plant things, and things should grow where they don't grow, and to weed the ground, and so on and so forth. His need for Amel is intensified after the Chet. But if we ask ourselves, for what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mind that Adam would use his Amelus for, the answer would be Lamal Torah. I cannot say that a person's mitzias as a frozen set being is what's wanted. Depending on the proportion, how much, and so on and so forth, they're very, very reactive because something which is not in a shleimistic matzav is in flux to get there. So to say that a person is born with a matzav of stability as his default matzav is to say that a person is a shalim, which we can't say. The only thing that can stand still is something that's perfect. So unless we nemon an anach that person is a davar sholim, he cannot be in a matzav menucha. He's constantly moving toward the shleimus. The person's what's driving the person is a sense of lack, and the lack is a lack of full shleimus. Even though it's not a person's not going to reach pure perfection, so a person is never created finished. A person is never created as a davar shalim. So, but mainly, he's not shayach to the world of hanacha. And the only thing, and so, but mainly, the amal is automatically part and parcel of the person. The bemis, that's the dynamics of a person is that he is. Even a fried person, a secular person, a garish person, he's created with a need to feel that he accomplished something. If a person is born with everything he needs, he gets depressed out of his mind, and he either does drugs or runs around, or whatever it is, he doesn't do well. A person needs to feel that he's a Baal Chisorin who's being mashed in himself. I could think of this business, I could do this, then I could do this, I could do this, and so on and so forth. That's a Tzuras Adam B'Shlei Musay. But if a person just doesn't do so, therefore a person is restless. Even if the person himself is a Baal Hanacha, if the person himself feels that he doesn't, if the person doesn't see what he has to do, he becomes very restless because that's the Metzius of the person. Any questions?
I'm still trying to understand at the beginning we said al da'asik teva la'atzmacha, because anything which is shaykh to bria is always bedin, and teira shaykh to the ikka bria sa adam, and
right.
So we already gave the example, let's say masim teva and so on, if a person does a little bit more chesed. I mean, if a person is in a situation where he's able to do more, I mean, he also has to do that, and I would have thought he would also say al da'asik teva la'atzmacha. I mean, it means what
I think there's a chiddush here in Torah, because Torah seems to us like it's beyond the person, kilo. It's something higher than the person. Torah b'chlal we seem to see as an extra credit. The main thing is to do what's right. That's like the basics. Do what's right. Do the mitzvahs and so on and so on and so forth. But Torah is already a higher dagger, so it's all extra credit. And certainly, if you do more than anything, it's still more extra credit.
So we're not actually coming like Fuki other things. We're just saying you might have thought with Terry you don't need to.
Right. I think it's fakir. It means even Terry, don't think that if you learned a lot, it's more than you need to.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to ask if you could send me just the copies of the shurim. I don't know where we're holding what the copies I have, what I don't have, but whatever we did last time, if it's shaykh.
Of course it's shaykh. I just have to get down to it. There's a few shurim. They're all in different places. They're in the organizing first. We need to get down to it.
Whatever,
I'll find it.
Not forever, just trying to organize my
sure.
things. That's fine. Whatever you get around to, it's fine.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Good.
Shabbat.
Good. Shabbat. Shabbat.